The following is an excerpt from my school community called Your Next Strategic Move. What you're about to see is the very first module and really the most important undercurrent to everything I believe in when it comes to getting results in life. I'm hoping you'll find it valuable.
The start to the school community is a terrifying feeling, but the foundational course and the undercurrent to everything that I believe in and everything that represents progress starts with mana. Have you ever played those RPG games when you were a kid, like World of Warcraft or even RuneScape? Your magic abilities was represented by mana. And even in Hawaiian culture, mana, it signifies electricity, the undercurrent, where the source of power comes from. Mana is what King Arthur had when he pulled Excalibur from the stone and basically adopted the banner that was his legacy, Pendragon. Mana is the fundamental undercurrent to all results in life. There's a way of living in which you are in flow with the universe. If you cease to live in this way, then the current is shut off. The flow gets damaged, and results are harder to come by. See, there are results that you can get through pure physical effort, just trying really hard and brute forcing your way through a lot of things. A lot of salespeople agree with this metric. You just brute force your way through things. The number of cold calls, the number of emails, the number of dials. There is absolutely a power in that. So many of our lives have been a balance between faith and science. So when you're a man of faith, sometimes you lean on energies and instincts to get results. When you're a man of science, you focus on hard numbers. You sort of turn into a sales guy. Both elements are true. As I became more successful, I started to pivot from being a man of faith, which was insanely powerful, to becoming more and more a man of science. And over time, I found that my results went down, because I wasn't as disciplined about doing the things I needed to do to get the results I wanted. So you might notice this in yourself as well. When you're not locked in to the currency of the universe, the energy of the universe, you start to just get unlucky. You start to just not have it, man. Whatever, this quality that you're looking for to get results, you just stop having it. It's the strangest thing in the world. When you are with it, first of all, temptations increase. I mean, you notice hot girls look at you way more today. People in general start to notice you way more. But if you ignore the temptations, really what starts to happen is that your life begins to accelerate. It becomes a little bit intimidating or scary with how fast things are progressing. Part of that progression is through you because you're making efforts indirect. But part of that is just good fortune coming into your life and you willing to capitalize on it. So this is what it is. This is the foundation by which everything starts. Be willing to ramp up your vibration, your mana, your undercurrent, your electricity as high as fucking possible. Do whatever it takes to be on that path. It's what I call the movie star timeline or the rock star timeline. Take whatever action is needed. Tell your girlfriend you're not free. Tell a client that you're too busy for them. Like whatever is action is needed to stay with the current of life, that is what is going to give you momentum. And then once you have it, when success comes, don't lose it no matter what. Don't give in to the temptations of the world when you have it, because that heat, you're holding on to something very, very profound, very, very rare. You want to keep it at all costs. Let's talk about this, because the layers of the strategic move, they start with this. This is the foundation by which your entire life will be built and all of your results will be coming. What amplifies mana? What do we need to do to make that mana as high as possible? Foundation number one is sleep. Sleep unlocks the subconscious mind and latent powers that work within you. Sleeping, even taking naps, is incredibly productive. So yeah, the first order of this whole system and the thing that will get you the best results is honestly just track your sleep and do your best to get your sleep score over a certain number. So I go with Aura. I know people use Whoop as well, but I've been using Aura for 3 years now, so it's worked well for me. And if I ensure that my Aura Ring sleep score is over 85 every single day, it's extremely hard to do. Even today it was 82. But if you can get it to go over 85, this includes if you take a nap, whatever it takes to get it over 85, your mind is going to be so much more fresh. You're going to get such better results. It's so basic, right? I feel almost embarrassed that I'm talking about this, but you should probably track your sleep and do whatever it takes to get your sleep over 85 every night, even to the point that if you're in some sort of work position that interferes with your sleep score being over 85, I would recommend quitting that job, quitting that enterprise. For the most part, it's not the most important thing in terms of all things considered. Like action taken on the knife's edge perhaps matters more, or perhaps even semen retention matters more than sleep, but it is the foundation to start with. It's like nailed this for sure. The other thing that you can do is after taking naps, naps also connect you to your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind has an insane latent energy amount of power and just knowledge. Your subconscious mind knows how to get you to your goals a lot faster than even you do. So I would say just always listen to your subconscious mind, and a way to talk to your subconscious mind more readily is to take a nap. And then after you wake up from that nap, you wake up and you immediately start writing down whatever actions you need to do, whatever actions you can think of. And usually some degree of those actions, they won't all be accurate. There's going to be some noise with the signal, but some of those actions will be profoundly powerful to do. The next one that many gym bros neglect is eating micronutrients. Eating micronutrients is insanely powerful from a manifestation perspective. We're talking things like blueberry smoothies, lentils, arugula, spinach, mangoes, tomatoes, fruits. The colorful food sources connected to the earth are high vibration foods. Food that is the result of suffering is inherently low vibration and will lead to worse results. I found that for the last 1.5 years, I started eating beef. I'm kind of ashamed to admit it. I find that eating suffering, eating the byproduct of suffering, is actually bad for you from an energetic perspective, from the perspective of getting results. I sort of have to compromise on this because I still do eat chicken and I eat fish. And that's just because the protein sources, we live in this strange dichotomy with our bodies where the protein sources from something like chicken and fish is just more anabolic. So if you want to look aesthetic and get more muscles, chicken and fish, your body's just going to pick up those amino acids better. It's going to help with body composition, muscle building, keeping your macros correct. But it also is vibration lowering in a way. So we're making a compromise with gaining aesthetics and losing vibration. But I would say the worst food to eat of all from a vibrational perspective is actually beef. Beef, even pork. Why is that? Because these animals have enormous central nervous systems. Huge. Cows have big brains, and so do pigs by comparison. They're very, very smart. They're smart animals. And the smarter they are, the worse they suffer when they die. No matter which way they go, they literally get a bolt to the head, and then these animals die. And those animals are in agony and fear before they go. That emotion is seeped into the flesh, and it's bad for you to eat that from an energetic perspective. Trust me, I of all people am surprised that I'm saying that, because I'd read books about how eating beef has more carnitine in it, more natural creatine. So beef is the most anabolic, high testosterone food there is. Steak and eggs gets you great results. I think honestly, from a science perspective, this is true. But once again, we're in that battle between science and faith. My results started becoming way better when I cut out beef. In general, I think meat should be limited. So, I mean, it's a tough balance, but I get around 140 grams of protein per day, more or less from chicken and eggs and egg whites. So I continue to cause that suffering with the chickens, but I do my best to minimize it, and I do my best to basically alleviate suffering in other ways because there is a cost to it. But instead, if you focus on micronutrients, I'm talking blueberry smoothies. Blueberry smoothies, if you get wild blueberries from the frozen section at Whole Foods, or even if you eat mangoes, a lot of these fruit, kiwi, that stuff is so good for you. Arugula, microgreens. Lentils are extremely good for you from a micronutrient perspective, actually. A lot of the Indian classic sattvic Indian diet is very good for you in terms of getting results and keeping the mind pure and just being high vibration. So the micronutrients, the diet you eat, has a huge effect on overall mana. Number three, semen retention. This goes without saying. I promise you, if you practice retention, you will get better results. I mean, you will feel like a fucking loaded gun, and it's tough to do. Even for me now, the average streak that I run probably lasts 16 days. I would say 16 days on average. It's unfortunate because the 10 to 16 day mark is where just my capacity for volume and output and charisma, it goes up profoundly. And my ambition is to always get it to even higher. So I'm fighting. I've had some 50 day streaks this year. A couple 34, 50 day streaks. The main thing here is that always practice it. I mean, if you're in the world, you know, if you're a man who's not autistic and you're talking to girls, or you're just getting out there, you're dating, you're romancing, you're getting results in that way, eventually you will lose it. The main thing here is that the majority of your days should be on retention. That's it. So if there's 365 days in a year, at least 300 of those, I should be on retention. Like that day, I should be on retention. Like today, I've been on retention, okay? So your creative abilities, your personal magnetism, your intuition, your capacity to do work, all that becomes so much higher. And just like the attention that you get, the good fortune that comes to you, the money you make, it goes up profoundly on semen retention. So don't neglect it. Time spent in sunlight or nature, and especially swimming on cloudy days. What this speaks to is actually oxygenation. Pranayama, that is just the act of oxygenation. We need to constantly be oxygenating our brains. It's really important. Like deep breaths to really get it in there. My nose is kind of stuffed right now, but I spend at least an hour every day in nature, if I can, doing cardio and stuff like that, because it oxygenates the brain. You think so much better when the brain is oxygenated. You can genuinely do pranayama. There's practices like Kapalbhati, Anulom Vilom. You just breathe out in and out through your nose in such a fashion. Have an air purifier in your home. Vacuum often. Keep your spaces clean. Even mop hardwood floors, because you want fresh air and you want time spent in fresh air. I also find that with Minnesota, especially 5 months out of the year, there isn't sunlight. And sunlight is very important from a mana perspective. Eventually, when you can afford it to keep the current going, I would say you would actually want to spend 1 month out of the year, like during the cold climates, spend 1 month away from your home base. Like I usually go to Arizona or Texas in the winter for at least a month, so that you can absorb more sunlight, get that natural vitamin D, and continue to easily spend more time in nature. But even when I'm in Minnesota, in the Minnesota winters, I spend like a lot of time outside every single day. I get that fresh air on a daily basis, and it keeps that mana running strong. It just oxygenates you. It makes you more mitochondrially powerful and efficient, and it brings good fortune to your life. Next, affirmations and visualization. Something that I'll bring up on the group calls even, but I actually keep a log of all my goals and the things I want to achieve on Microsoft OneNote. I have a visual log for the things I want to set, and even affirmations of how I want to be and what I want to pursue and what I want to get done. And affirmations, they have a conversation with your subconscious mind. So often if you combine affirmations with dialogues with your subconscious mind, so let's say on a weekly basis, I'm doing affirmations 3 or 4 times, and then I take naps and I do a log after my nap or first thing in the morning of like what I need to accomplish the next day. Basically, whatever comes to instinct and your mind is a conversation between you and your subconscious. And your subconscious, just you can treat it as like a supercomputer that honestly just knows the answer to things. So when you combine those two enterprises together, the results you're going to get are profound. And it's something you definitely want to do. Affirmations, visualizations, see your goals coming true, and then just take the next action. This brings me to the last idea when it comes to mana, which is resolve to take actions every day on the knife's edge. What is the knife's edge? My good friend John mentioned this to me. The knife's edge is essentially this point where when you take one action, you decide on that action and you do your best to take that action perfectly, as best as you possibly can. Don't think about other tasks while you're working on the one task before you. Put it all into that one task and do that task to its fullness, get it done, do it to the best of your ability. That alone will get you tremendous results. And when you do as many actions every day, especially the actions that your subconscious is telling you to do, when you do as many actions as you possibly can every day that are tied to your true ambitions, to your long-term goals, and you take those actions on the knife's edge, meaning you do them to the best of your ability, essentially the flywheel starts moving very fast. It was my connection to my subconscious mind that told me that I needed to upload 2 times per week to YouTube in my breakout year to get the best results. And to stick to that commitment, there were many nights where I needed to stay up late or go to a shoot or work on something when I was afraid to do it. There were many times I had to do that, but I did it anyway. That is the knife's edge. There were many instances, even now, where I feel called to do something like work on a future film effort, go do a B-roll shoot of some kind, take photos, put up a LinkedIn post, put up things on Instagram, all this stuff. Outreach, all these efforts around content creation and trying to make it as an actor. It's scary to take actions on a knife edge. It's scary to go into a workout. But if you do the thing that you were told to do, if you do it genuinely, you will get the best results and your life will move so fast. There's one more answer and there's one more part of this. The knife's edge, it is time dated. In fact, many of the answers that you are given to take by your intuition, they are to be taken at the time that you're received. If you receive it, you should be taking action on it pretty fast. You should take actions on intuitions given pretty quickly, because the best genius results, the best insights are actually time dated. They're time dated. So if you don't take it within the allotted time, it will not serve you. This could be purchasing a coaching program, okay? And I don't just say this because I have my own, but purchasing a coaching program, if you feel called to do it, then do it. Purchasing a piece of wardrobe, okay? Apparel, accessories, stuff like that. Even if things feel like an investment, if your subconscious is telling you to do it, then do it. Do it right away. Take action on that thing fast. Because these are divine inspirations. These are subconscious hunches. That's you being attached to the supercomputer that is life. So you need to do things on time. Do things at the time they need to be done. And you can start to feel the timeline slipping. If I can give a quick example, one time I was meant to do a B-roll shoot with my videographer at the pool. I go to that pool all the time. But this day in particular, David showed up late. And because he showed up late, I realized we'd only have 30 minutes at the pool. So I thought, okay, man, maybe we should just stay back and edit instead. I could feel it within me that it was not the right thing to do, that the timeline was beginning to slip. We were meant to go to the pool that day. And the fact that I wasn't was hurting results. It was holding us back. So you must do whatever is needed to keep that timeline moving. It's very important. Another thing to say about this is that never hesitate. If you feel that something must be done, do it right away. Get it done. Even if there's an expense attached, even if there's risk, I promise you it will pay off because the superconscious mind will never lead you astray. The superconscious mind will always 100% lead you to your goals. So always just trust it and do what it says. So a quick recap. Mana is foundational. It is the most important thing you can do with yourself because it just makes things easy. It makes the universe work in your favor. Without it, you find yourself bumping into traffic, dealing with inefficiencies, and more. And when mana is on your side, the results you get are spectacular. So a quick recap on ideas. Sufficient sleep, eating micronutrients, semen retention, time spent in sunlight, nature, and especially if you know how swimming on cloudy days makes a big result. Affirmations, visualization, and you can even put meditation on top of that. And then, very importantly, resolving to take every action that you're meant to take on the knife's edge. I can promise you that if you practice this within a month, for a 1 month time, you focus on getting enough sleep, micronutrients, semen retention. I mean, just make it 30 days cleanse on retention. Get your cardio in so that your brain is oxygenated, or do pranayama if you can't get out and do cardio. Do your affirmations, visualization, and meditation as possible. Do it as often as you can. And lastly, resolve to take each action on the knife's edge. You are going to get tremendous results. Those 30 days are going to fly by, and it's going to feel as if your life is just insane. It's going to feel like you did more in that month than you did in the previous year. And a lot of your goals in which you feel like the timeline is slipping by, like you meant to get something done by a certain era of your life. Now that I'm refocusing my efforts on mana, getting my undercurrent, the currency of life to be as high as it possibly can be, my financial means are accelerating. Things are going really well. Things are progressing right now. And it's because I'm doing things in the right way. This is the undercurrent. It's the electricity. It's this essence of star power. And you can see why these things would make sense, right? If you're getting enough sleep, if you're getting micronutrients, if you're a loaded gun because you're retaining and you're taking action aggressively, you're getting after it, it's going to be hard for you to be in the same place. You're going to radiate and glow. You're going to move differently. You're going to have a beauty to you that you wouldn't have had otherwise. So keep this in perspective because it's going to get you the best results. All right, that's it for this module. We'll see you in the next one.
The school community is active now. It will have weekly live streams directly with me, in which we'll be covering different people's strategic moves, what the season ahead is called, what you're trying to accomplish, what you want to do, and the practices in which you can keep your mana strong. Some of the other modules that will be inside the school community are related to getting a high-paying, high-salary sales job or tech sales job, building a great physique, women attraction and dating, your career as an artist. If any of you want to work on your own short films or feature films or get a Hollywood agent, work on mainstream things like that, basically make money through your creativity, how to show off your life so that the portfolio of your work attracts clients, leads, dating success. But the most kind of rigorous part of this whole thing is that you'll actually have live interactions with me every week on these live streams. So yeah, if you're curious about trying out the school, your next strategic move, you can check it out in the description below. For those of us who are willing to chase what is next on our path, to us I say greatness is coming.